This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docter and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
All right, ready to roll here on a Saturday morning. Thanks to our friends at Insperity. Visit Insperity.com for powerful HR solution with exceptional follow-through. You can also get your questions in on X at ESPN 97.5. And we head right over to the guest line and welcome in PGA Tour winner Tom Hoge. Tom was one of the best 30 golfers on the PGA Tour this year, making it to the Tour Championship at East Lake. Tom, thanks for taking some time to join us this morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Tom, did you know that you led the PGA Tour in total birdies this year?
Yeah, I knew I was up there. I told everybody that I do it by volume, but I played a lot of tournaments, so I was up there by default. But you know what? That's kind of always in my game. I like to fire at the pin, so we're going to make some birdies out there.
What aspects of your game has to flourish more when you're leading the PGA Tour in birdies? Is it iron play or is it putting? What matters more to you?
I think that, you know, my biggest strength's always been my iron play. That gives me a lot of opportunities, and like I said, I play pretty aggressively, so we're going to fire in a lot of those flags and see if we can make some birdies. But you know what, really it all blends in there together, because you got to drive it in the fairway, get some control going into those greens, and then you got to make the putt. So, you know, I wish I could say it was just one aspect, but you got to be pretty sharp. And, you know, as I look back at the year, it was a really solid year, you know, from the get-go all the way through. So I felt pretty consistent out there and, you know, pretty pleased with how I played.
You've made it to the Tour Championship in two of the last three seasons. Masterclass display of consistency. When you're at home, do you spend more time playing golf or practicing?
I like to play a lot. The club that I play at, Mira Vista, has a 12:30 scratch game. I like to go out with all the members here, so... you know, I would say most days I'm home practicing. You know, I'll get to the golf course at 9 to 10 o'clock, somewhere in there, practice for a couple hours, and then get on the golf course and go play 18 holes. You know, I just find that if I'm on the range that maybe not quite as focused, I like to get on the golf course and get a specific number for the golf shots and see where your game's at.
Once again, we have PGA Tour winner Tom Hoge on the line with us. Tom, you played some golf in the fall this time last year, a little on the DP World Tour as well. How many tournaments do you feel you need to play in the fall to be ready to roll for the marquee spring season?
Yeah, to me it's not really a whole lot about trying to stay sharp or anything. I feel like I'll play enough to kind of be there. And, you know, last year took a little bit of time off. We got in November, year back up for January, but... You know, I've taken a few weeks off here. I'm inducted in the TCU Hall of Fame this week, so I couldn't play this week. But I am looking forward to getting back out here in Vegas. I'm going to play Vegas, Japan, and then Cabo. Three more events here this fall to finish it off. And, you know, I love to compete and I love to play golf, so I'm excited to get back out there.
You mentioned the TCU Athletic Hall of Fame. You joined J.J. Henry, Dan Jenkins, Angela Stanford, Charles Cootey. It's a special golf community there in Fort Worth. What was that night like, and how did TCU help your development during your college days?
Yeah, you know, first of all, it was a, you know, cool weekend here, a number of events for us. And like you said, you know, the TCU golf community, you know, really strong, and some great talented players that I've looked up to that are in the TCU Hall of Fame. So to be included in that conversation is a great honor. It was fun to be back there for a football game last night, even though the Houston Cougars took us down. But, you know, I look back at TCU, and it's kind of what, you know, the last month or so has been, is a lot of reflecting on what it took to get to this point and be included in the Hall of Fame, and, you know, just a lot of great people that have helped me get to this point. And, you know, certainly very happy with the decision I made going to TCU and the route that I chose. And, you know, so many great relationships have come from that have really helped me get to this point.
Well, Tom, congratulations. And, yeah, we sure didn't expect our 1-4 Cougars to beat TCU last night. Painful loss for your Horned Frogs. Once again, we have PGA Tour winner Tom Hoge on the line with us here on ESPN 97.5. Tom, what was the most memorable call that you received after your first PGA Tour win at Pebble Beach?
Yeah, it's hard to think back that far, but You know, I would say it's more the personal relationships. You know, the instructor I grew up working with, John Dahl, from back in Fargo, North Dakota, kind of getting to share it with him just from, you know, the thousands of hours that we spent working to get to that point. And, you know, I get asked, seems like every week in a pro-am, how does a guy from North Dakota make it to the tour? So, you know, that was pretty special for both of us, I would say, to share that moment. And, you know, just a lot of hard work that, you know, you always thought it was possible to get to that point, and then, you know, it took till my eighth year on the PGA Tour, so there was a lot of waiting for that moment, and it made it that much better.
You know, you had a great week at Castle Pines, the BMW Championship, toward the end of the season, finished 14th. I saw you spend some time at the Denver Broncos facility breaking the huddle with the great Sean Payton. What's some inspiration you've been able to pull from athletes of other sports over the years?
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, I'm a fan, and, you know, to be able to go inside and sit down with Coach Payton and kind of hear what how he goes through things, you know, with analytics and all the other variables that they're dealing with for practice. And as a football fan, it's, you know, it's a pretty cool afternoon just to get to hear all that. But, you know, I think any time that you're around these great athletes, see the way that they work and prepare and get ready to compete, that, you know, it is inspiring for me that, you know, I better get my butt back out there. It's a lot easier doing it on the golf course than in the football field. But, you know, it's just awesome, you know, the opportunities that we get to be able to travel around and see some pretty cool stuff. And, you know, like I said, to be there on the football practice field, go into the coach's office with Coach Payton, he broke down some film with us, like, that's pretty cool as a fan to get to do that.
Tom, we talked, your first PGA Tour win, of course, came at the famed Pebble Beach. I mean, that's obviously one of the best golf courses on the schedule. What's one other tournament that maybe you grew up watching that you would just love to have a win at over your career?
That's a tough one. I mean, the Masters is obviously probably at the top of the list for pretty much every golfer. So I better go down the list a little further than that. But, you know what? I watched the PGA Tour, it seemed like every week growing up, and I love all these events. You know, personally speaking, I love kind of the old school golf courses. You know, the Riviera, the Colonial, those sort of golf courses. So I'd probably say one of those because I enjoy playing that kind of classic old school golf course so much.
Tom, we appreciate you taking some time to join us this morning. Have a great rest of the TCU football season, and we look forward to seeing you here in a little bit in the fall, and of course in the prime spring season.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be fun to get back out there and you know, kind of get things ramped back up again.
Once again, that is Tom Hoge, PGA Tour winner. We appreciate him taking some time to join us. Tom, we appreciate it so much. Have a great rest of your weekend.